Chris Pinto joining us today. Secret Mysteries Revealed. Great three-part film. We have at InfoWars.com, and I apologize to him, but I've got our reporters coming up in about 30 minutes from on the ground in San Antonio where the Tea Party's kicking off with Lord Beck, and I want to take your phone calls. We're going to move Mr. Pinto to next week, and then I'm going to play some war propaganda later. Donald Duck pressed into service to brainwash the public. So we'll be going over that. So they use your tax money to finance this type of crap. That's why the public's so dumbed down. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Joshua in California. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. Wow, I just want to say what an honor it is to talk to you. I'm a Prison Planet member, and, you know, anyone else that's listening, if you're not a member, you should totally support Alex. You talk about the moral compass, and you give us, you know, direction. I mean, by putting things in perspective, you can see where you are in the world, and, you know, you really helped my life a lot with that. I spoke to Burmese a couple of weeks ago about my dad was best friends with Peter Grace, one of the founding members of the Bilderberg, and, you know, those, like, all the stuff you're illuminating people about, you know, about the occult and bird flu and, you know, and, you know, these elitists are trying to, like, steal our money with these taxes, all this stuff to fund, you know, like you said, our own, you know, their eugenic plans. It's just, it's crazy. And I'm going to be printing up flyers that I got of your broadcast. They have them online, Alex Jones flyers, and going to the Tea Party and passing them out and stuff. And I just want to say thank you so much. And one other thing, if I could, in California, they've passed a law already. A lot of people don't know about it, where they're even outlawing fireplaces, just wood-burning fireplaces. You can't, they're not being permitted anymore. If you want to build a house, you can't have a fireplace.
No, no. Europe is saying they got to close them up in a bunch of countries, and they're banning outdoor space heaters, saying it's the carbon footprint. That's what the Obama deception covers, is this is total serfdom. This is feudalism. When I say serfdom and feudalism, I don't just mean slavery. It was a system of keeping you under their full control.
It's completely true. I mean, like you were saying, I mean, they have this system in place for so many years, you know, that that they're just trying to, you know, just control people. And just, I mean, you read about the sickness that these like monarchs and the black nobility have, and, you know, everyone just thinks it just disappears, you know, like when they get their power in place, when they become more powerful, that they just all of a sudden become good guys, you know.
Oh yeah, no. They tell the public that elites don't exist. They just say, oh, everything's happy, the government only loves you, there's no corruption. And then under this national security umbrella, they've been doing whatever they want since 47. And then now they're on the news saying, we've got to restrict guns in America because of Mexico. Mexico has a total gun ban. I mean, they need to decriminalize drugs right now. That's what's going to end all this. But they know that. They create the crises to offer the solution. And the globalists have made big moves the last century four or five times and killed 200 million people. And I've seen that attack profile. They're clearly trying that attack profile now to radically over, it's their revolution, to overthrow Europe, overthrow the United States, fully enslave us. They want a hot revolution. They've been building up incrementally, but it's just like putting a piece of paper on top of flame. At first it browns and it yellows and then browns and cracks and then boom, it flashes, flashpoint. And right now the free world is like a brown piece of cooked wood or paper that's about to flash into flame. And, you know, we've seen other parts of the world flash into flame, and we know what this looks like. And I'm going, get ready, incoming, it's coming in. And people are like, yeah, it is bad, the tyranny's bad. Just the lead vanguard of breakers in this wave. And I'm like, no, look out to sea. And they're like, my God, it's a 500-foot tsunami. And I'm like, absolutely, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Tyranny is upon us. And I tell the police and military, they're forming you up in blocks to march out against the people. This isn't the Soviet Union or Germany or China. You are going to be absolutely annihilated, and so are the people. It is going to be a bloodbath. How do we avert this? How do we stop it?
fellow, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm 1776. It's an attitude, a mindset. And yes, liberty, freedom, justice is a spirit. You know, you can boil it down to science, almost like a wavelength that mammals put off or other creatures. You know, how does a rat know when a tornado is coming 2 days before? It knows in its gut. It has, you know, how do birds know how to fly thousands of miles that have, you know, hatched out a few months before out of eggs, and they know how to fly without their parents, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 miles to another continent? Call it spirit, call it stuff about our brains we don't understand. Things unknown, whatever. It's a spirit of liberty. That's why they have a spirit of darkness. 50 million abortions, corruption, police in black uniforms, everybody wearing skulls and death. All these trappings mean something. It's a spirit of bondage, a spirit of destruction, a spirit of death and fire. That's not the spirit I like. And I know the spirit of liberty and honor is much stronger. And the Satanists and the Luciferians go to the dark side believing, you know, it has all this power. And I guess in a way, it does give them a petty power the moment they flip it on. The moment you flip the switch into evil, it's there. Goodness takes sacrifice. Goodness takes commitment. Goodness means you have to go through tribulation. You have to go through fear. And it's a test. And you like with all things, it progresses. And it gets better and better as you stand up for what's right. Studying evil, which I've done, it's better up front and then gets worse. You understand how that works? Whereas goodness is really hard up front, but gets better as you get deeper into it and lay your life down, lay your name down. And that's why the establishment back in the 40s, they'd had the income tax since 1913, but nobody had, you know, maybe 1% tax rate for a small group of people just getting it set up and everybody trained. Because people wouldn't pay it. They wouldn't put up with it. They tried. But they got them to in 1943, the spirit of 43. And Milton Friedman said, we'll just do withholding from all their factory checks. We'll say it's treason if you don't pay and if the companies don't take the money out. And they said it was to fight the war when the government could issue its own currency to begin with. And, of course, it was a good war against Hitler until you realize that Hitler was set up by British and U.S. intelligence. Now, does that mean he didn't have to be fought? No, they create these boogeymen that come after you. But they set him up, just like they set up the communist. That's now declassified on record. Let's go to the calls. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Today. Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, Mark.
Alex, actually, I have two heartfelt suggestions here for you today and wanted to give them to you and be most interested to hear your comment about them. First one is that you have a money bomb. Last time I made that request a couple months ago, you said that was definitely on the front burner, but I understand there can be complications and such like that, but I don't...
Well, you know, I don't really like asking. I'm trying to finish the projects I've got.
Right.
And believe it or not, we got 7,800 square foot office.
I do know that.
And we've already filled it up with equipment and stuff. I've got a little area for the TV studio. I'm trying to build it. But the space right next to us, we're in the cheapest stuff in Austin, out on the edge of town, industrial area, and they've rented out everything but the space right next to us, and they just offered us that at half price. I may have to do a money bomb just to ensure I had 2-3 years of rent for that and to put in the proper equipment, but then we can go to the whole next level if the money bomb, you know, brought in $200,000 or so, because then I'd spend it all to make sure we don't have to spend, you know, pay taxes on it. But the way they make you amortize out equipment, I have to go ahead and pay tax on equipment I bought that first and second year and then down the road take it as a tax break. You know, so again, I buy a computer, a $5,000 computer and $1,000 software, and I've got to amortize it out over 2 or 3 years, you know, schedule it out. It's been people say, oh, well, just don't pay them, Alex. Oh, like Dick Sim Cannon of Arrow Custom Plastics and everybody else. And I mean, there's people just speaking out against the IRS being arrested for it. You know, like Irwin Schiff, Peter Schiff's dad, and Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson and all them. I mean, these people don't play games. So I'm picking my fight. I'm picking the fights I'm going to have. I'm not picking a fight with the IRS. I'm following all their stupid, phony regulations and laws. It's just that I haven't really wanted to do a money bomb, but we've decided to do a money bomb. And funny you called. I finally said yesterday, I keep procrastinating, launch the money bomb. And are we going to have that ready to launch by Friday? The date of the money bomb? I'm going to go ahead and announce it now. It's the only way to get things done around here. People will just keep procrastinating because I want to just have a basic little widget. And you know, you think we've got all this technological skill here that just shows as people sign up, you know, that Billy Bob from Texas is pledged to give on the money bomb date. And so we need to do that. And so, you know what, we're going to have the money bomb on the, what's the 20th of May? Isn't that a Wednesday? So we'll go ahead and announce a money bomb. I got to go ahead and announce it isn't going to happen. That's just how it works around here. But anything else, sir?
Yes, Alex, thank God for that. And I know it'll be a great success because I believe you pulled in $250,000 last time. And the world's gotten a lot worse as far as the manifestation of evil between then and now. I think people are just, like I said before, Alex, you know, just really happy to be behind our cause because you're at the tip of the spear on the good side and we're right behind you, and I think it'll happen all over again at least as much. I wanted to add in, Alex, my main point for calling today, and that is Mr. Redding, you know, he said that they really need you at Lexington. And, Alex, you should go because you're a leader and you're an inspirational and unifying force. This is where the American Revolution was born. This place has a lot of power from the past and right into the present. and a 1 or 2 hour documentary could be made of a speech by you at the assembly there. Please let me finish. As well as what the Infowar already is planning to do in doing on-site coverage of the most important event, really, which is potentially a large and national first step in regaining our constitutional republic, Alex. This is a very important event, and it's more important than a few interviews, which you can get back to as soon as you get back. It'll only take a day or two out of your time. I'm begging you, please, to go, Alex, this man. These people have set this up. They're getting out there. This is the event, Alex. Please recognize it as such. Please reconsider your decision on this, and please pray about it. And God bless you, sir.
Mark, God bless you. Look, I had the Oath Keepers on here, and they were already getting big. Jack McClam pointed about to me. We plugged them here, and Rhodes and others have told me it really exploded after that. But that's just because we've got great activist listeners. You made it explode. And we posted their videos and all that to try to promote them. And I'm having them on promoting their event, and I know Lexington is important. If I'm going to release an Obama film by July 4th, if I'm going to continue on my program and my operation, I mean, I turned down going to England and Europe and Japan to speak to their parliament. I turned down, I was invited to speak to the Japanese parliament. I remember the parliament. I get invited everywhere. You don't think I don't want to see Japan? You don't think I don't want to? I mean, I would love it to walk away from this radio show. It's a ball and chain, really, 4 hours a day. And then I'm going to be on a couple shows tonight, Steve Quayle and others. I mean, again, I would love to go to this event. I've been invited to go and speak. I'm sending two people, and that's where we need funds. You know, it costs money to do all this. I'm sending two people so that we can put other – we need to make it about making other people leaders, like Scott Rhodes, Edwin Vieira, and others. I mean, I'm here to lift up people who I believe are good and decent and honorable. I've tried to lift up other people in the past that turned out to be mentally ill, but I've gotten a little bit better discernment over the years. Because for me, this isn't about Alex Jones being the leader. You know, I get invited to speak all the time, too. And a few times I do show up, then there's always a little squabble with some of the organizers going, he's too radical, we don't want him. And a lot of times I just go, you know, my car's over there, I'm going to go ahead and go. And then they'll be at my car begging me to go speak. And I just like, I don't care about speaking to a crowd of people. See, people get this kind of mixed up. Primitively, folks get really excited speaking to a big crowd of folks. I mean, I've seen people in front of a crowd of 1,000 people, and I mean, it's like this primitive monkeyism or something like, oh, my God, I've just become, you know, I'm like, I'm the tribal leader. Oh, my God. I consciously realize that talking on radio and TV, reaching millions, I mean, that's no hype, folks, that 3 weeks ago, well, 3 weeks into the release, a week ago, of the Obama deception, I spent a couple hours counting up all the views on different video sites, and it was over 15 million. That was 10 million a week before that. I haven't counted it up. It's impossible to now. I mean, 1 million here, 2 million there, 1.5 million here, 1,300,000 there, 400,000 here, 200,000 there, 20,000 here, 80,000 there. 15 million people? I made a film shattering the left-right paradigm, and it's been seen for free by 15 million people? I mean, that's doing damage to the New World Order, folks. That's doing damage to the New World Order. I mean, I am in there, reaching 15 million people. They're now awake to go be part of the Tea Parties or to go be part of Oath Keepers or to go be part of Civil Defense or the Minutemen or Second Amendment groups. And I say, okay, I got to make another film. It's kind of like I'm a boxer, and I'm going up against this really big opponent, and I'm hitting him. He's starting to get dizzy. It looks like I got him. I got about 30 seconds till that bell rings. And he may come out of that corner if I don't knock him out now and beat me in the next round. Because I'm getting tired. And I can run off and try to fight some other opponent. No, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to keep swinging and pounding with the radio interviews and the films. See, I mean, I'm just going to boom. I'm going to get everything I got. Try to end this fight right now. Not going to hesitate. I know there's all this lore and everything about Lexington, and that's good. That's for these men to be part of that and to have those police and military there drinking deeply from the spirit of liberty and affirming themselves on the path to victory against tyranny. That is their road. I go down another road. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 15, 2009. Gold opened at $896.20 this morning. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $922.28, $461.14 for the half ounce, and $230.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $922.28, $461.14, and $230.57.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Baby, the spirit of the eye of the tiger. Going in against the New World Order. The people are learning that it's the private bankers that are taxing them. The private bankers that are cheating them. They're learning how criminal the government is. They're learning about all the secret reports because the police and military are leaking them to us. How they're saying gun owners are terrorists and bad. They're afraid of the people rising up peacefully and taking the nation back. So they're planning to use violence against us and stage terror attacks to demonize us. But that cat is out of the bag as well. That's been exposed. The jig is up in that area of the paradigm. And so here we're coming. We're coming for you, tyrants. And you know it. Patriots just got to keep the eye of the tiger, folks. Here it is for you. Ha, ha, ha. Now, you trade your passion for glory. That's right, folks. It was so easy for me not to sell out when I was offered millions of dollars years ago. Be the big national host and be a neocon. I just said no. They couldn't believe I said no. And I've said no repeatedly to deal after deal because it's who I am. It's what I stand for. That's what this is all about. And that's what it should be about for you. And that's when you're going to be fulfilled. All this crap of money. I mean, what is this? What is money? It's just fiat stuff that they bought up our world with. And they've got their all-seeing eye, their symbol on it. They didn't put on the money until 1913. When they took over, they said, hey, baby, we're running things now. And they put this on there. This is a bunch of crap. This is the system of bondage. People sell out their families. They'll do anything for this crud. That's all it is. It's crud. It's a fiat fraudulent system. These dirtbag scam artist bankers run our society through this because they get us to accept this. And we give away our birthright and the engine of liberty and wealth for this fiat crap. And now they're butchering us and stealing everything we've got in the final phase of world government. For the world government to be built, the United States has to fall. We had a guest yesterday talking about that, and he was absolutely right. Going through these phases, you know, first Europe had to be destroyed, so they created Hitler. Then they brought him down. Then the Soviets, they built them up for a bipolar system, then they destroyed them. And now globalism came, and for globalism to turn into open world government, the United States and Europe have to fall. The people have to fall to the elites. They have to pauperize us. They have to make us their slaves as a tool of control. Let's go back to the calls. Daniel in Alabama, then we get to everybody, and then Laura, Tim, Dave, Alicia, David. Go ahead, Daniel.
How you do, sir?
Good.
I thank God for you. I just want to tell you, you know, you was talking about yesterday and again today about the 10th Amendment. I got some news on that from here in the state of Alabama. The bill that was introduced by Mr. Canfield,
yes,
has been shot down by our glorious majority House leader, King Gwynn. Apparently how Alabama's rules are set up, if it's vetoed and not scheduled, I mean, that's just it. It just dies.
Yeah, they've unconstitutionally, a lot of states have this, allowed the committee heads to control the legislative process, and that's tyranny. Now, how unpopular will it be in Alabama to say no states' rights when this stuff's popular in New York and California?
The people I've talked to are pretty upset about it. Now, I tried to call Representative Gwynn and several times just in the past couple of days since I found this out. I tried to call yesterday and couldn't get on, but I tried to call, and they wouldn't even talk to me.
Well, see, what's going to happen is they're going to get embarrassed by Texas passing it. And that's a done deal now with Perry getting behind it. That's why he got behind it, because it's sure to pass. I've talked to the senator. It's got the votes in the House and Senate. South Dakota just passed. A bunch of other states are on the verge of passing. So, again, this is showing us who's who.
Well, what I want you to do, if you don't care, sir, there is another gentleman by the name of Scott Beeson. He's a senator. And since this has been shot down in the House here in the next few days or so, from what I understand, he's preparing to actually put it up in the Senate. And I want everybody, all your listeners, everybody that can, I want them to call the State House, and I mean just ring their chimes good and get this passed. And another thing, you talked about.
Do you have the number to the State House in front of you?
The number I have here is for the State House. It's 334.
All right, stay there. We'll get it out when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, I got a Donald Duck brainwashing cartoon I want to play. And you can see this propaganda 60 years later and see how ridiculous it is. Taxes, taxes, bombs, bombs. More of your calls. Going to get a report from the Tea Party down in San Antonio. And by the National Guard, regular army spying on people, that's admitted, that's confirmed, spies on us and in the Fed protest, because the bankers don't like us protesting how they're taking our tax money. And so they're acting like we're like conservatives mainly are going to riot. That's why conservatives are going to end up rioting someday, is the cops are going to beat them up, they're going to push them around, they're going to try to take our guns, and then it's on. Just like with the Redcoats in 1776, 230-something years ago. So the establishment knows they're going to keep bankrupting and stealing everything, so they know these are going to turn more aggressive in the future. And so that's why they're, I mean, I go protest the Fed, the Army spying on me. You can be 100 yards, 200 yards, a half mile away from the Fed, and they run up off jurisdiction, little federal security guards, and say, leave or I'm arresting you. That's what it is to be a slave. Finishing up with, and I got to hurry through these calls, Daniel in Alabama. Daniel, give the number out to the State House.
The number I have for the State House is 334-242-7674. And I just want to thank you, Mr. Jones, because you're a focal point. I want everybody in Alabama to call down there and ring their chimes, and in the words of Howard Beale, let them know we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it no more.
God bless you. I appreciate that. Hey, guys, print that off. I had it printed, but I can't find it in my stack. Print me that National Guard and alert for Tea Party protest before the conspiracy theories start. Punch me back up, because I keep getting emails about this. See, I'm on air. That guy's talking. I want him to put the National Guard thing back on screen, so I hit the button where they hear me in the control room. See, there's people in there. I hit this, and then I say, with it on, I say, put that back on screen. And then you can't hear me till I come back. I just wanted to... Every time I do that now, it's turned into I'm getting orders from the CIA or something in there. Soon I'm going to have this little earpiece, though. That's going to be a lot better wearing these big headphones. Does that come in yet?
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let me tell you about a few sponsors, then I'm going to go right back to your phone calls. And then that caller was great, but we got to go quicker here. eFoodsDirect.com, fantastic sponsor. My friends, listen very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we're going to stay free and stay safe and alive. The prime rule of power is that you control nations with oil and people with food. eFoods Direct has the best quality storable food out there. It's fresh. It was just recently made. You know, they're making it every week and then shipping it out. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years guaranteed in your garage or attic, you know, and even 100-degree heat. It's just great, 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 high-quality, non-GMO food. Check them out online. This is who I recommend, eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Some of the other sponsors that I wanted to tell you about today is Home Game, and that's spelled HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. You can go there for free, find out how much your house is worth, how much it's listed for. I've been around for 10 years. I'd used this service before I even got them as a sponsor when we were moving a few years ago. And they have a home sale maximizer that tells you the least expensive repairs to do to your home or upgrades that will give you the best resale value. Just an amazing site, HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com, that's HomeGain.com, or click on the InfoWars.com banner. It's Max Little Orange Gorilla. One other sponsor that I wanted to tell you about is Ecola Blue, the best atmospheric water generator out there, bar none. ECOLOBlue.com grabs the water right out of the air, not out of the river or the sewer pipe or you know, however you're getting your water supply in your house, toilet, the taps, what a lot of people have. This is right out of the air. Then it goes through seven filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Ecoloblue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. Call and get your unit today or get a free brochure. Go to their website and look at all their other fine products. Ecoloblue.com, 800-691-6043. Okay, I'm done with the plugs. Let me hit this news story, then I'll go back to your calls. National Guard on alert for Tea Party protest, PrisonPlanet.com. The Maryland National Guard has been put on alert in anticipation of today's nationwide Tea Party protest, with Homeland Security spokesman refusing to deny that protesters will be under surveillance from the Department of Homeland Security, and he has links to all of that. Now, the Maryland National Guard issued a force protection advisory April 11th. They issued that on me when I was in Dallas for In the Fed, called us terrorists. It actually says the terrorist. You got to watch the terrorist, and they may hurt you. I mean, you guys, who's hurting you is the foreign bank stealing your whole future. But you'll find out. I know. Just feel powerful. The Maryland National Guard issued a force protection advisory. The document warns the National Guard to be on alert during the Tea Party protest because guardsmen and guard facilities might become targets of opportunity. Oh, of the Al-Qaeda, I guess. See, the whole fake Al-Qaeda thing, I mean, we told you it was for the American people because their own document said it. Now they're announcing it openly. See, Homeland Security is to make sure the bankers can steal everything you got without you ever stopping them. The contact point for the document listed as the Anti-Terrorism Program Coordinator. The Maryland Army National Guard, MDARNG Force Protection Advisory, is in response to a nationwide planning protest activity scheduled April 15th. Although there is no known direct threat to the MDNG facilities, this is what all these reports say, they may become a target of opportunity during protest activities throughout Maryland, states the advisory. Yeah, I have the Army advisory on us that says we're terrorists and may attack. It continues, but it goes on to say, but we have no history of that, but still we might. Well, you might too, you bastards. I mean, your bosses may bomb Oklahoma City again and blame it on us. It continues. Numerous entities have formed recently to express displeasure, anger over recent federal state actions, more taxes, increased spending, higher deficits, and a surge of borrowing to pay for it all, bailout of the financial institutions, etc. This movement can be identified by different variations of Tea Party. Past Tea Party events have been peaceful. There was a Tea Party event in Solomons, Maryland on March 22nd. T stands for tax enough already. They don't want to dare mention it stands for the Founding Fathers. They got to act like, you know, no, that's what it stands for. The document then gives a full list of times and locations of the Tea Party protests in Maryland and advises National Guard personnel to contact local law enforcement when they feel threatened by protesters or protesters trespassing. It just goes on and on. I mean, you know. Same thing it said for us in Dallas. Commanders at all levels should establish relationship with local police in order to understand local threats. And by the way, Raw Story of all people got it right. They have a headline today. I never got to it. Where it says, let me find it. That's the Washington Times, WorldNet Daily, AP. Oh, where is Raw Story? They actually got it right. And they admit here that the white supremacist cop killer was actually against me. They were actually nice in this article. I appreciate that. Conservatives outraged at DHS assessment warning of violent right-wing extremism. The report by the Department of Homeland Security is causing waves of indignation among conservatives for labeling right-wing extremism, this is a quote, the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. That's a quote. Right-wing is not wanting foreign bankers raping you. So there's that article. Okay, let's zoom through your calls here. Laura in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I'm going to be going to the Tea Party here in Texas. At 4 o'clock.
Which one? In San Antonio, Dallas, or?
Weatherford.
Okay, they're all over the place. Good.
Yes, and they actually announced it this morning on the news.
We were just at UPS doing a certified deal with our taxes. They were handing out free tea bags at the big UPS office here in Austin. Look, we're the majority. Okay, liberal, that's why the media wants to make it liberals are going out to protest the tea parties. Then I actually talk to the liberals, they're actually going to join them. But see, the media, Fox News says, liberals are coming to attack. They want to keep us in left-right groups to divide us. Then they divide us along race or religion. Again, everybody's sick of the bankers. And if we get that message out, the New World Order falls.
Yep, and that's what we're doing, Alex. The poster board saying in the Federal Reserve that funds the international bankers, audit the Federal Reserve, H.R. 1207. We are not your slaves, which is one of them that you did, say in Dallas. We are behind you 100%, Alex. We got Obama deception. We made tons and tons of those movies. We actually bought that movie from you.
Good.
And we bought shirts. And we're out there defending our rights and our freedoms for our children, our constitutional rights.
Absolutely. God bless you and good to hear from you. Yeah, go out to these tea parties and make sure the left-right paradigm is shattered. Hand out copies of the Obama deception. Yeah, we've got the best T-shirts out there. The Answer to 1984, 1776, New World Order Change, Obama. I mean, it'll all strike up conversations and meet like-minded people. You don't have to save the world by yourself. It's all of us doing a little something to explain what the New World Order is. It's the enemy. It's the criminals. They're the ones that are bad. They're the ones that need to be arrested. And all of this nightmare can stop. We can set about fixing our country. It's the bankers that fund the foundations to get everybody fighting with each other on race. It's all them. They brag about it. Either they go or we become slaves. I mean, it's real simple. It's us or them. Good job, Laura in Texas. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
It's really hard not to think about Aaron Russo today, isn't it?
Aaron Russo was a great guy, but he will live on through American freedom to fascism and mad as hell and all the other great work he did.
I'm fresh back from my local tax office where I passed out 200 copies of Aaron's video today.
Good.
And I have an idea for you, a new cabinet post to address this like pre-Soylent Green condition we're in. How about a secretary of atrophy?
Yeah.
And I really want to talk to you about this textbook, a civics textbook that's being used in the public schools, and everybody can get on board and call their local public school districts and get this book. It's called We the People, the Citizen, and the Constitution. Very briefly, in Section 5 of this textbook, the Second Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, and the Tenth Amendment is never mentioned. Now, how can we possibly?
Oh no! I've seen a bunch of textbooks people brought me in Texas, where it says the Second Amendment is popularly known as the right to keep and bear arms, but it isn't. Only the National Guard can have guns. Tell me the name of the civics book. Email me at robd@infowars.com. Or Aaron's here right now. Rob's gone. Aaron with two A's at Infowars. We'll get it posted. But I've got textbooks that they have for the social workers saying the family's a disease that must be eradicated. So I mean, there's never any end to how evil these are. Tell me the name of the wicked textbook and the page number.
It's called We the People, The Citizen and the Constitution.
That's the civics book. I've seen that before.
Yeah.
We the People, go ahead.
The Citizen and the Constitution. Yet they seem to forget the most important amendments, the Second, the Ninth.
Well, and again, they couldn't get away with that if people were involved, and involved in the PTA and involved in the government training camps. Good to hear from you. Got to jump.
I'm going to my school board meeting Monday, and I'm going to put this on a record.
Good. Exactly. They always want to distract people with, you know, does the textbook have enough in there about Heather's 10 mommies or whatever? Instead, we should be talking about how the textbooks are, but a lot of times they tell the truth. They go, oh, we're spraying you with trails. That's in a bunch of government textbooks for kids. Oh, we're spraying the clouds. Those are chemtrails for your safety. Then they tell adults it doesn't exist, but the government textbooks say it does. I'm trying to figure out how crazy all this is, man. Thank you. Well, let's go to Rob Jacobson for a quick report, and I'll go back to all the callers, Dave, Alicia, and David. I'll at least get to those three. Quick report, and Jason Burmis tonight, 9 to midnight, if there's any big incidents, they'll be playing video clips at PrisonPlanet.tv. He simulcast the full 3 hours, and if something big happens, I'll be on the air with Bernie as well. Again, that's on the Genesis Network and at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members get to, again, see the video with their support at PrisonPlanet.tv. So this starts in about an hour, but they're already down there at the location in San Antonio for one of the biggest in Texas with Lord Glenn Beck. Go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex. Just actually, I'm due. I had to walk away a little bit from Jason's doing an interview with some people right now, and the music kicked up a little bit. But there's a lot of people out here. A lot of very anti-government stuff going on with these people, Alex. I don't know. They might have to lock them all up. It's looking beautiful. I see term limits. I see Obama is a traitor to the U.S. signs. I see no one is free under big debt. Stop subsidizing stupidity. These are just signs as I'm looking around right now that I'm seeing. There's thousands of people out here. I've seen Don't Tread on Me shirts. People are seriously concerned.
Now, when Glenn Beck heard we were coming, he got so scared, he said he would no longer give a speech. But I don't trust him. He's always duplicitous. When is Glenn Beck giving a speech?
Right. Well, we haven't heard anything about that. We were pretty close up to the stage, and then they kicked everybody out from that front section, I guess, to look back in after they filter their anti-American signs and T-shirts and stuff like that. So
that's right. They're saying you're not allowed to have anything criticizing Obama. Beck's people are. That's confirmed by the organizers. And absolutely, they're going to let select minions up so he can come up and then pose as the leader of what myself, Ron Paul, and the listeners of this show have literally built against tyranny. But the good news is, out there with the population of real activists, they're all learning the truth or already know the truth.
Right. Exactly. A lot of people here are very educated. They know what's going on. Here's one that says, no big government. I mean, there are signs everywhere, and they're all homemade signs. People are mad, and they're coming out here.
Now, listen, it's been confirmed the Army is spying on everybody there all over the country, just like in Dallas they did last year at the end of the Fed. It's also confirmed they've got state police out in plainclothes videotaping, but you can't miss them. Are you going to videotape some of those guys?
Well, if we see them, we'll videotape them. We're videotaping pretty much everything we see. We turned the cameras on when we got here just so we don't miss anything.
Well, no, in California with Roger Hedgecock and others, they've caught them, and it's made national news. So we need to show how they're not watching the borders, they're spying on patriots and have the Army on standby. Oh, my God, Americans are out protesting big government. That's un-American.
It's pretty crazy out here. But right now, looks like they're done with some music, and it looks like they're letting people back in up front to the stage. But it looks like it's all American flags right now. There's a couple of other interesting-looking flags. I don't know. We're going to try to get up close and see what's going on. We're interviewing people right now. There's a lot of people out here, a lot of different groups passing out stuff. So it's good to see that people are taking action, not just sitting around.
All right. Good job, Rob. Are you going to be able to sit in with Burmis tonight since you were part of this on 9 to midnight?
Most likely. I'll sit in, or Jacobson will sit in. One of us will.
Yeah, you do that. Maybe Rob can get a few video clips. Okay. Thank you, Rob, dude. All right. There he goes. Let's start the Donald Duck thing out to break. And, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, will kill the ads and keep playing the Donald Duck. But this is how it starts. It says, don't spend your money on yourself. Keep it all and give it to the government. Here it is.
Payday. Yes, payday. Millions of dollars pouring into the hands of the American worker. Now, in the mind of the average worker, live two separate personalities. One, the thrifty.
Wait a bit, laddie. You're going to save a bit of that, aren't you?
Oftentimes, idle money burns a hole in your pocket, which brings out the other personality. The spendthrift.
Hi, big shot. Come on with me. I'll show you how to spend your dough.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
To bury the axes. Taxes. Taxes for ships, battle cruisers, destroyers, all kinds of battle wagons. Taxes to keep them rolling. Taxes to keep them coming. Taxes to bring to earth the evil destroyer of freedom and peace. This is our fight. The fight for freedom. Freedom of speech. Of worship. Freedom from want and fear. Taxes will keep democracy on the march.
Donald Duck runs up and gives his whole paycheck to the IRS at the end of it. He literally does. It's disgusting. For those that couldn't hear it on the radio, it was just, it's pathetic. Meanwhile, they say taxes for liberty, taxes for free speech, taxes for religion. All of that's under attack now in the U.S. We're the big evil empire now. And Hitler ran identical stuff about pay your high taxes in Germany to fight the United States and England. And Hitler was certainly evil and bad, but the point is that the globalists created Hitler, and that's now on record. So they'd have a boogeyman. And they told him, oh, go ahead and take Europe, we're on your side. And that's why Hitler gave speeches saying, you've betrayed me. You said we had a deal. And that's on record. So they set that monster up. And then that's how they gave us our income tax. I mean, they had it on the books since 1913, but they just brought it in then. Okay, let's jam in a few quick calls here. Dave in Long Island, then Alicia and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, let me be brief, Alex. We just got back from a rally. It was outstanding. We read the Bill of Rights. Here's me doing the Ninth Amendment. It's about a 30-second audio clip, and just listen also to the response from the crowd. Here we go. That response from the Ninth Amendment is arguably the most powerful.
Exactly. So the neocons have tried to pile on and take over what we're doing. We simply go to all these rallies that are our people to begin with and further organize and say, now let's go set up Second Amendment groups. Let's set up national sovereignty groups. Let's set up jail the banker movements. Let's go to the End the Fed protest and just energize and energize, and we can arrest the New World Order. That's why their police state is in place, to try to stop us from ever bringing them to justice.
Out here is Hannity is looking for video from any rallies today. So anybody who has video, Hannity wants to be contacted. I'm not going to contact him, obviously.
Hannity wants to show what he wants to show. Listen, brother. You just get a buy a copy, make copies of it, brother. Let's talk to Alicia. Take us out of here, Alicia, California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to know about you and to have you on our side.
Well, I'm grateful to have you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question. It's kind of a weird situation that happened last night. Two sheriffs just walked into my home through my front door. They didn't knock. They didn't announce themselves. They just walked in.
You know what? I'm going to do a few minutes into overdrive. I'm going to just go ahead and skip this in break, John. I'm going to talk to her a couple minutes, then we'll land and go back to rebroadcast. Go to InfoWars.com, folks, if you want to hear this. Okay, ma'am, go ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.